A47, Ssangyong Motor and its labor union have agreed to reinstate all employees who were fired in 2009 in restructuring programs. To give us the details and shine a spotlight on an issue that has for a long time been the subject of protest and controversy, we've got Cho Ji-yeon. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. So the agreement was reached during a press conference at the Office of the Economic, Social and Labor Council in Seoul, and it was attended by representatives from the car manufacturer's management and labor union, as well as those from the presidential advisory body and the Korean Metal Workers Union's Ssangyong branch. So under the deal, the Pyeongtaek-based company will rehire 60% of the 119 workers by the end of this year, and the remaining 40% by the first half of next year. So it's quite on a positive note there. The four sides said in a press conference, said, for an early solution to reinstate the people who were fired, reduce social tensions, and enhance the company, we have agreed to the terms. So Ssangyong has been in a long dispute with the workers who were forced to leave the company in 2009 after it was placed under court receivership, which laid off 1,800 workers. So at the time, 900 workers who launched a strike at the company's Pyeongtaek plant were forced to choose between unpaid leave and voluntary retirement.
And those who did not decide were later fired.
Yes. Ssangyong Motor's plight began back in 2008 when the global financial crisis struck, driving the company into financial difficulties. The following year, the firm filed for bankruptcy and decided to reduce staff levels by 2,600 employees, 36% of the total workers. In May of 2009, 1,700 employees chose voluntary redundancy and 454 workers chose to apply for leave of absence without pay. The company fired another 165 employees who refused to choose either option, though final staff cuts were short of its plans, reaching 2,319. So since 2011, when Mahindra and Mahindra bought Ssangyong Motors, the firm has gradually reinstated the laid-off workers. And then in 2013, 454 workers who chose unpaid leave were all reinstated. So after a series of negotiations, management agreed in 2015 to reinstate the remaining fired workers gradually, which brought back to the company 40 workers in 2016, 62 in 2017, and 26 in 2018. Although the 119 fired workers were excluded from the list. So it was quite a long, drawn-out debate.
Seems so. But behind the happy story of workers being reinstated, that there are wounds, aren't there, that need healing?
Yes. You can imagine the wounds, the deep wounds that must have been, you know, because the debate has been going on for some time, if it was since 2009. But at the end of August of this year, after a special police investigation team concluded that the 2009 crackdown against Ssangyong Motor's laid off workers was a form of a state violence and that it was orchestrated under the leadership and approval of former President Lee Myung-bak, former Ssangyong employees demanded an apology from the government. So the laid-off workers said that even if they get their jobs back, they know that they will continue to suffer from the memory that they had to watch their colleagues being beaten by SWAT police officers back in 2009, and that the traumatic experience still haunts them. In fact, on August 4th to 5th in 2009, police raided the Ssangyong Motors union members occupying the automaker's factory in Pyeongtaek in Gyeonggi province in protest of the massive layoffs that affected almost 2,600 of the Ssangyong workers. So some 30 of the laid-off workers and their spouses, some of whom were hurt by the police during the crackdown, have either taken their own lives or died of illnesses. And many suffered from financial hardships as well as trauma from the police brutality.
It turns out that police team consisting of SWAT officers used stun guns, normally used in special counter-terror missions,
yes,
but against protesters.
Yes, that's right. And that is what the special investigation team's report had found. And the special probe concluded that former President Lee Myung-bak approved the dispatch of SWAT officers and the use of counter-terror weapons against the civilians. The special investigation team recommended the government withdraw its 1.66 billion lawsuit, 1.66 billion won, excuse me, lawsuit filed against the unionists, many of whom actually had very limited income after being laid off, for the damage that they had allegedly caused to a police helicopter and other assets during the raid. The investigation unit additionally recommended police offer an apology and come up with measures to avoid any similar cases from recurring. And the unionists also released a statement calling for the implementation of all measures recommended by the investigation team.
So this reinstatement, it's an interesting moment when we think about the timing. President Moon Jae-in took office.
Yes.
No doubt that was a huge factor, allowing the past to be healed in some way, the change from a conservative to a liberal administration. But can you give us a bit more info on the background of this resolution?
Yes. Well, many are saying that the government had a lot to do with the sudden, or maybe not sudden, but
relatively sudden,
why the agreement came after the decade. It's a result of the government's will to lead this kind of social compromise and the company's also willingness to normalize operations. There are also people who are saying that the overall atmosphere of efforts to create more employment and the current administration's pro-labor regime played a part. In fact, the industry is saying that without the government's willpower, it wouldn't have really pulled through. And thanks to the mediation of the Economic, Social, and Labor Council, the negotiation was prepared and settled. But in fact, the Minister of Labor, Youngju Kim, had hinted about the resolution of this issue a few days earlier, saying, "I believe that we will be able to see favorable outcomes of the reinstating issue of SsangYong Motor employees in the near future." So a lot are saying that maybe this was already pre-planned and the government had plans to really push this forward. And even when President Moon had visited India last July, many are saying that he requested to the major shareholders of Mahindra and Mahindra about resolving this issue. For the company, too, drawing out the problem in a long-term manner had been becoming a bigger burden on the company, knowing that it was becoming an increasingly bigger social issue.
So it's put an end to SsangYong's decade-long labor dispute. It had plagued the carmaker. It's a new chapter now for them, too.
Definitely, yes. So SsangYong Motor will try to finalize the implementation of the trilateral agreement that was forged back in 2015 and focus on really normalizing its business. A SsangYong representative said that although the company had made various efforts to solve the reinstatement problem earlier, it had experienced a slowdown in recovery, leading to lack of employment capacity, and so that's why it had been postponed, but now they want to speed things up.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for your spotlight today, Cho Ji-young.
Thank you, Alex.